You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Joy's on its way, on its way. Not far away, far away. Soon we'll all be very happy. Everybody's bright and snappy. When spring comes peeping through,
peeping through.
Neath as your skies are blue,
more blue.
Songbirds are in tune.
In tune.
Flowers breathe perfume.
Sweet perfume.
Smiling faces on each girly and boy. Wedding bells will soon be ringing out joy. All the world is new. When spring comes peeping through. Stars peeping down from above.
From above.
Watching the ones who make love.
Make love.
Old man moon is slyly smiling. Smiles on lovers so beguiling. When spring comes peeping through. Neath as your skies of blue. Songbirds are in tune. Flowers breathe perfume. Smiling faces on each girly and boy. Wedding bells will soon be ringing out joy. All the world is new. When spring comes peeping through. Smiling faces on each girly and boy. Wedding bells will soon be ringing out joy.
shining daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this is a very special edition of Radiola, although aren't they all? But this one really is, because as of today, which would be June 10th, 2011, we celebrate 6 years doing this program, and I'm frankly astonished I'm still doing it, but I really like it, so it's it doesn't seem like 6 years at all. It seems like less than that to me. It's been a lot of fun. So in honor of that, most of what we're going to be playing today are new transfers I've done of some records I acquired last year of Vocalions, most of which seem to be in store stock condition. They're quite nice, and so and there will be more throughout the summer. This is just a foretaste of things to come. So this is the Vocalion Spectacular, a special Radiola anniversary show, and I hope you enjoy what I've got here. I'm Andy Sr., and am I glad to have this stuff here. We began with the Record Boys, Al Bernard, Frank Camplain singing, and Sam Stepped playing piano, When Spring Comes Peeping Through. Well, it kind of has, it not only peeped through, it ricocheted right into summer for us here, which is a mixed blessing. As you well know, as it always is, it's not so bad. And after that, we had the Vanderbilt Orchestra. It's apparently Harry Archer and his orchestra, although he wasn't in the studio, or he might have been, I don't know. But Ernie Cutting was the director, Franklin Barr, singing I Don't Believe It, But Say It Again, 1926. Most of these, by the way, will be 1926 recordings, which there's nothing to complain about there. Nice year for music, and you'll hear a lot of 1926 as it proceeds. So we're glad to do that. Not the worst year to pick, I think. But there it is. Yes, and I can't believe it. I've been on 6 years doing this, both on the radio and on my own. But still, the show continues. Wake up, chillin', and plug it in, whichever way you can get it. 1929 was our theme, Ward Robeson, and I want to apologize for those who can't fast forward to that to get to the other stuff, but that's our theme, and I'm sticking to it, and I just have to say that at some point maybe I'll figure something else out and truncate it or something. It's already shorter, so But there are those who just can't stand it every week. Well, what can you do? This is what I do. And we're going to proceed now with some nice hot dance vocalions. The Essex Club Orchestra, Ray Miller, actually, in 1926, like all these, most of these, Sweet Nothings.
Thank you.
Tuxedo Orchestra, which is Harry Reeser on vocalion, Irving Kaufman singing Barcelona. She loves me, I know, because I told her so. That usually works, doesn't it, gang? Before that, the Frivolity Club Orchestra, Jack Denny, great group. Recorded a lot for Victor, I was thinking of another guy. A lot on Brunswick, I should say. And, it's because I'll get letters if I don't correct myself on that. Yes, he was on Brunswick quite a bit. Warders of the Perky Omen, a nice waltz. You have to throw one of those in, too, once in a while. And Perky Omen, or however that's pronounced, it is a nice waltz. And beginning with the Essex Club Orchestra, Ray Miller, who did record on Brunswick a lot. But here is the Essex Club Orchestra, Sweet Nothings, 1926. It sounded a lot louder than Sweet Nothings. It was usually whispered in one's ear, but that seemed to be played at high volume. Maybe if somebody can't hear too well, that's what our Sweet Nothings have to sound like. And this is Radiola, and you can play it as loud as you want, although I recommend conversational level. Not that you have to compete with your neighbors, because I know they're trying to compete with you. But what other options do you have? And I'm Andy Senior, and I keep it low. I like to have a conversation too sometimes when I'm listening to music. It's a nice thing to have on. Here's a record. Arthur Brown is on the label, although this is most definitely Irving Kaufman singing the solo. 1926, of course. Great song, too, for my sweetheart. And, yes, here it is.
don't mind confessing. You see, life was dark and stormy. Then love came along, found somebody for me, and taught me this sweet love song. Love made the birds that sing, the flowers in spring, and everything for my sweetheart. Love made skies of blue, the morning dew, the sunbeams too, for my sweetheart. Love built the bungalow where roses grow, where we will go and never part. I know that I'm glad as I can be. Love picked out a little boy like me for my sweetheart. Through the sunny new days will be, there'll be no more blue days for me. In a world so dreamy, made only for two, wish that you could see me with somebody when I coo. Where roses grow, where we will go and never part. I know I'm glad as I can be. Love picked out a little boy like me for my sweetheart.
We used to go out every night, I mean my sweetie and me. But now we found a new delight, I mean my sweetie and me. We don't go to any show or any cabaret. Still we have a wonderful time in our own little way. Say, when it comes to having fun, we've got it over everyone on a quiet evening at home. We play casino for a kiss. What cheating in a game like this on a quiet evening at home? And then we tune in for Chicago at 9 or say 10, till her mom and pa go to dreamland, and then into a Morris chair we steal, for Morris gets an awful deal on a quiet evening at home. We read the latest evening news, then harmonize the meanest blues on a quiet evening at home. No cover charge or taxi fare, nobody does the Charleston there on a quiet evening at home. She often tries to make a biscuit, and after it's done, then I have to risk it to keep up the fun. I eat it and she smiles with glee. Bicarbonate, be true to me on a quiet evening at home. Of course, the sweetest part of all is saying goodnight in the hall on a quiet evening at home. I shut the door, go out, and then I stop and go right back again on a quiet evening at home. Her papa still is rocked in slumber, that's lucky for us, 'cause we've got a number of things to discuss. We never fight, we're never blue, we've more important things to do on a quiet evening at home.
Windsor Hotel Orchestra, which was actually Harold Leonard, who played a lot of violin on that side. You had a trio vocal, Lester O'Keefe, Frank Bessinger, Frank Wright, the Radio Franks, and Lester O'Keefe, essentially, is what you had there. You Need Someone to Love, 1926, and I think Lester was trying to drown out the other two for some reason. He just couldn't help himself. He was a loud singer. Sounds a lot like Arthur Hall to me, but everybody sounds like Arthur Hall after a while. Before that, we had Chick Ender, who sounds like himself, Michael Loscalzo on the piano, 1926, of course, on A Quiet Evening at Home, and that sounds like quiet and somewhat enjoyable, so you can play it at a conversational volume there and that's what it is, you know. As long as you have the windows closed, it's probably more quiet, because if you open them up, you hear everything else. Arthur Brown, a.k.a. Irving Kaufman, I'm convinced, for My Sweetheart. Oh, yes. And those Vocalions, they do it for me, I'll tell you that. I'm I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just in Vocalion heaven this week and probably all summer because I have many more to transfer and bring to you. And this is Radiola, and we'll keep them coming. We're going to switch gears slightly here to acoustic recordings. The ones I restored recently were not acoustic for the most part, although there is one in here. But here we're going to start with the Cameo, the Dixie Daisies, and a song that you have probably not heard before, and neither have I. Yes, sir, that's Lazy Bones.
Thank you.
There's Ben Burney on what appears to be a very late acoustic for Vocalion, recorded, I believe, in September of 25, Mother Me, Tennessee. And it does sound very acoustic, so I'm going to go with that. Before that, The Ambassadors, ostensibly under the direction of Louis Katzman. Remembering, 1923, that was written by the Duncan sisters. And, oh yes, Vivian and Rosetta Duncan, right? Great performers and very, very talented in all realms. Beginning with the Dixie Daisies, Yes, Sir, That's Lazy Bones, 1922, and had to bring that to you. Have to, you know, and I don't want it to be all, you have to cleanse the palate with something else once in a while. It's like eating, you know, you can't have a six-course meal and it's all chocolate ice cream. As good as that might appear, if you can eat chocolate ice cream, which I particularly can't right now. And I don't even want it, so you can have mine. We're going to continue with some more, start somewhat acoustic, and I believe this was another 15,000 series Vocalion, transferred somewhat earlier, but saved for this program. Irving Kaufman, under his own name, 1925, I Didn't Care Till I Lost You.
I didn't care as much as I do. I never knew I would lose you. I thought no matter what I did that you'd still be true. But now I guess I've learned something new. I didn't care till I lost you. I never knew that I'd feel so blue. Each hour with you, dear, still lives with me yet, and leaves a memory I never will forget. Why, after we said our last goodbye, my heart just cried, I love you. And when you said someone else would get your kisses, I didn't care till I lost you. Memory I never will forget. Why, after we said our last goodbye, my heart just cried, I love you. And when you said someone else would get your kisses, I didn't care till I
a thief he stole away, she cried. Told his story. little one sighed. There are two sides to every story, but nobody listens to mine. I've tried in vain to weather the rain, but somehow the sun won't shine. By him above, I swear that I've played fair in everything I've done. Why hang my head in shame and take the blame for someone else's fun? There are two sides to every story, but nobody listens to mine. There are two sides to every story, but nobody listens to mine. I've tried in vain to weather the rain, but somehow the sun won't shine. By him above, I swear that I've played fair in everything I've done. Why hang my head in shame and take the blame for someone else's fun? There are two sides to every story, but nobody.
Thank you.
The Glen Echo Serenaders, probably Mike Markle on, it was an electric recording, Nobody Worries About Me, and you had the Keller Sisters and Lynch, Frank Lynch, I believe his actual name was. I don't know who the Keller Sisters were, because I tend to associate them all as together, singing that, but there they were as a trio, singing on the behind probably Mike Markle on the Glen Echo Serenaders on Vocalion. And before that, Frank Bessinger, There Are Two Sides to Every Story, and Why Does Nobody Listen to Mine? And sometimes I feel that way, too. That goes under the realm of, I call that free acupuncture. That's when you're offering either an opinion or something you've presented, and people will say, and they walk away, and then they come to that conclusion or whatever later, and they just wonder, just because it came from you, it's when it gets tough. So I feel that's my self-pity song right there. And Irving Kaufman, I Didn't Care Till I Lost You, and that's a weeper as well. But we're going to get cheerful in a minute. That was 1925, and I'm Andy Senior, and I sometimes feel I'm misunderstood, and I feel like I'm the hammer of desperation striking the anvil of futility. But that's just what life is all about. And this is Radiola, and actually it isn't so bad. As long as I can do this show, it's great. What am I complaining about? I'm not complaining at all. It's a good life. And speaking of which, speaking of things that are fall into the realm of free acupuncture, here is some. The Carpal Tunnel Kid, whom I've described previously as whoever he might be, singing a song that he wrote like in 97. But and it's reminiscent of other songs, but it's not quite. I have to say this is my wife's favorite songs of the ones that have come out of my piano and my fevered imagination. And she always refers to it as the Irish girl song because she thinks this girl sounds Irish, but only because I sing it with I try to get into that whole John McCormick accent. But this is sung more conversationally, as you will find out. A Bird in a Cage, Making Minimum Wage. And this is definitely dated because the minimum wage has gone up since this was recorded, or written, I should say.
Blue. started to order there often, only to hear her sweet voice to urge me when I hesitated. I ain't got all day, make your choice. And then one dark day, I drove through there to find that my sunshine had fled. Heartbroken, I asked the new person where she was, and here's what he said. She's not here in this cage making minimum wage. She quit and moved in with her folks. They pay her tuition upon one condition, that she step out of doors when she smokes. She's in her old room till something should loom that uses her arts degree best. So she's out of this cage full of ill-suppressed rage at being stuck back in the nest.